Chapter 57 Concerning Thanksgiving. Since all the good we have, or all the good we do, is of God and from God, we are bound in justice to render Him thanks for every good action done, or every victory won in the battle against self. And what is more, we are obliged to render thanks for all blessings, general or particular, which we have received from His bounteous hand. To do this in a becoming manner, let us consider the end because of which He has heaped upon us the abundance of His blessings, for from such considerations we come to learn how God would be thanked, and as His principal design in all His beneficence is primarily His own honor and the dedication of souls to His divine service, let every one reflect within his hearts what power, wisdom and goodness has God displayed in bestowing this grace and blessing upon me. Then considering the incapacity of finite man to merit unaided an infinite favor or even man's entire ingratitude which makes him unworthy of such a blessing, we should say in deep humility, is it possible, O Lord, that Thou shouldst love sinful man, the most abject of creatures? How boundless is a love which grants a multitude of blessings to him who deserves it so little. May Thy holy name be blessed now and forever. And finally, as such a multitude of blessings requires no more acknowledgement from man than that he love his gracious benefactor, let him thank and love God from the bottom of his heart, resolving to obey completely the dictates of God's holy will. The concluding step consists in the entire offering of self to God, as suggested in the following chapter.